This is 90.1 WABE, and time for us to get up close with Mara Davis and to hear what she has in store for us with this weekend's entertainment with Mara's Music Mix. Lovely to see you again, as always, Mara.
Good to see you, too. Don't get too close with that new goatee you've got rocking.
It's seasonal.
Okay. Well, a lot of great music this weekend. Let's start with Decatur. I always like to shine a light on Eddie's Attic. And me being kind of a child of the 80s, when I saw Marshall Crenshaw was coming, I was like, yes, someday, some way. I love him. You had to be a fan.
Yeah, and he was the Buddy Holly character in La Bamba. And, you know, when he first came out, everybody was saying, well, he's the new Buddy Holly. Or he's like, what I like about him, he's got that nice, clean sound to
yeah.
him. It's just, he's a great artist, I think.
Great artist, great songwriter. I also love the song Whenever You're On My Mind. That was another big song from the 80s. And he is playing with his band called The Bottle Rockets. And it's been a little while since he's been in town, so that is top of my list. That's Marshall Crenshaw, Friday night at Eddie's Attic.
I love a birthday party, and there's one going on this evening, I understand.
No, this is a major birthday party. I'm talking about a residency birthday party. There's something about people who have birthday parties and they just go on for a week where it's like, hey, it's my birthday month. But this is appropriate when it comes to Sean Mullins and Michelle Malone. They are doing a multi-night stand at the Red Clay Theater. And Sean Mullins, obviously, from the Atlanta area. Lullaby was his huge hit. But he's been a very relevant adult alternative artist. And he is coming out with a new album soon. And what I am excited for with this show, now when he played 38 Songwriters Festival a couple weeks back, people were saying that, like, wow, Sean is back. Not that Sean ever went anywhere, but there's sort of a new energy back in his performing. He's had a couple things happen in his personal life, which sometimes can bring the grit back to the performance. So I think if you are near the Red Clay Theater and you have a chance to see him, you should definitely go.
I sing everything's gonna be alright, rock-a-bye.
Michelle Malone is playing with him. She's been hanging out with the right people in her career, hasn't she?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, what a great singer-songwriter, and she just seems to pop up and do great duets with people, and so I think that's a great bill.
And you might want to catch her now, because she's heading off to Australia next week.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, that's a life. Does she need an assistant? I'll totally go. Okay, so I'm excited. This is, again, my top pick. Sean Mullins' birthday bash with Michelle Malone, and that is going on tonight through Sunday night at the Red Clay Theater. Steve, I'm a very big Simon and Garfunkel fan.
You and me both.
Love Paul Simon. Try to see him live every time he's in town. Love all his new material. To me, he's just, you know, one of those great timeless artists. And you don't hear too often about Simon and Garfunkel cover bands or even a Paul Simon cover band just because the songs are complicated. You know, it's hard to hit those notes. And then I found there's one that exists, and it's going on Saturday night at Steve's Live Music in Sandy Springs. It's Absinthe Makes the Art Garfunkel.
Which is brilliant.
Right?
And it's not just two guys. This is like five musicians in this cover band. So it's taking five to basically cover Simon and Garfunkel.
So they started in 2011, and they cover all kinds of Simon and Garfunkel albums. They cover Paul Simon. They do everything from Graceland to Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. So I'm into this. That's Absinthe Makes the Art Garfunkel, Saturday night at Steve's Live Music.
Also on Saturday night, an Atlanta-based Americana roots artist who is getting lots of buzz lately.
Absolutely. He's been written about in People magazine, and he's been touring a lot, and he's getting a lot of raves. I'm talking about Elliot Bronson. Elliot is going to be doing a show at Eddie's Attic. He's back. And if you like roots or Americana music, he's definitely an artist to watch. And this show is before he's going on his Canadian tour. So I think it's going to bring out a lot of his friends and family, and it just a good vibe all around.
Last night was like the smoke. Last night I went chasing your ghost. You disappeared without a trace. Couldn't even
That's Elliot Bronson, Saturday night at Eddie's Attic. And he's there for the late show, for the 9 o'clock show.
And speaking of Americana and folk music, country music, Houndmouth is in town. This is a band out of southern Indiana, which I've become a fan of. I like their sound.
I think they're really great. If you're into drive-by truckers or Alabama Shakes or Lumineers, they're sort of in the same lane as them. And they're one of these bands, they've been around for a while. They've done the Bonnaroo and they've done all the big festival shows. But a venue like Terminal West, they're really great. They have a great sound. I'm a big fan.
I took that train to Houston, but I couldn't get away from the five and dime about the time the constable would say. Come on down to the penitentiary.
These guys played South by Southwest a couple years ago. They were just a new band. Got on that bill like everybody in the country gets to play South by Southwest. Some guy in the crowd saw them, signed into a record deal, and within months they were on Conan O'Brien and all the TV shows. So you got to be in the right place at the right time, and timing is everything. And I think that it worked out for him.
It's going to happen to us, Steve.
Is it really?
We're going to be the new Serial podcast. That's right.
Okay.
Good. We're going to dig deep.
Okay. We're just waiting for someone to hear us.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
That's Houndmouth Saturday night at Terminal West.
Let's head out into the week a little bit, because there's a very important show that's coming up, because it was supposed to be here a while ago, wasn't it?
It was pushed back, and he is definitely the artist of the year. I'm talking about Hozier. I am such a fan of his, and again, this is not the next Gautier, someone I used to know. This is not a one-hit wonder. He is such a diverse artist. If you've listened to his whole album, he is absolutely phenomenal. Now, we all saw him on the Grammy Awards, and I said his performance on the Grammy Awards was life-changing with Annie Lennox. That was the performance of the night. So this is the show that I need to see. And he's actually playing the Tabernacle a few nights later, and then he's back at Chastain. So this little show at the Variety Playhouse... Oh, yes. And George Ezra opening up. So, Little Budapest. I know you love that song.
I do like that song. Yeah.
I could picture you cleaning the house to that.
And, you know, even if he does turn out to be a one-hit wonder, he's got 127 million YouTube hits on Take Me to Church. So, I mean, if he has to have one hit, man, that's the hit to have.
Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lights. I'll tell you my sins and you can show up.
Not even the best song on the album. It's
I know,
good.
I'm just saying, in case there's nothing wrong with being a one-hit wonder.
And how many times did you watch it? Did you over and over watch it?
I'm not going to say. Okay, Mara, where's he playing again? When is this?
To Hozier and George Ezra at the Variety Playhouse on Tuesday night.
If I'm a pagan of the good times, my lover's the sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side. She demands sacrifice.